Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, it's been 2 years since the upper age limit for joining an Garda Síochána was raised from 35 to 50. So what is life like for those starting a policing career a little later in life? Some have left long-established careers behind to serve their communities in a completely new way. And others say the life experience they have gives them a real edge on the job. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been speaking to recruits in their 40s about the challenges, the training and what it's like to start over in uniform. And Maura is here. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
This is really interesting. Will you take us back, first of all, and remind us why the upper age limit firstly was changed?
So back in October 2023, the then Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said the new age limit was chosen to, quote, widen the opportunity to join an Garda Síochána, but also ensure that there is an appropriate period of time between somebody potentially entering at 50 and retiring 10 years later. Before that, the Labour Court had ruled that the setting the age limit at 35 was discriminatory. At the time, the change sparked lots of debate. Would people in their 40s manage an a Garda training allowance, which was €305 back then? Was it a sign of desperation to boost Garda numbers? Could older recruits meet the physical demands of policing? And would mixing younger and older trainees work? Fast forward today and we're starting to see the first of those older recruits come through as trainee Garda.
Okay, and hopefully you'll answer some of those questions for us as we go through this. But how does it work, the recruitment process, firstly?
So you apply online, then there's an initial screening, things like online aptitude-based tests, physical tests, competency-based interviews and background checks. If you're selected, recruits begin formal training at the Garda College in Templemore. One of the people who is currently training there is Garda Christina Courtney. She's 45 years of age. Before joining the force, she actually worked in the media industry and the fitness industry. She has 6 weeks left in training and is currently sitting her exams. Then she'll attest as a probationary Garda. She told me that working as a production coordinator on the TV programme Crime Call spurred her to apply to join the force.
From a younger age, I did want to be a guard, but I got drawn into media and I first started to try to become a journalist, but it's extremely hard. It's a tough industry. And then I got into communications and media. But I still always thought I'd love to be a guard. And as soon as I worked on Crime Call, it was my calling. I knew straight away I wanted to be a guard. So I did apply. The first time round, I didn't get in. I was a little bit older. But the second time, here I am, and it's fantastic. It is a long process. You do need to apply. You have to get through that application process, your fitness as well. You do a fitness test, and then once you've passed all that, you're in.
I also asked her how she is finding the experience as a mature student.
The first couple of weeks I was here was tough. It's a great community down here. First of all, I have to say I've made some fantastic friends. Like, I'm a 45-year-old woman who already has her own best friends, and I've come here and the friends that I've made, it's fantastic, and they've helped me through it. You know, you close your door in the evenings and it's a small room and you're lonely, you know, but they've been great. The husband and the daughter have been fantastic. They're so supportive. They were over the moon when they found out that I got in. It's just brilliant.
What are you most looking forward to about attesting?
Months and months and months ago, I couldn't wait to attest. I'm a little bit nervous now, but I can't wait to get out. I can't wait and just get out and help the public, help my community. I want to be a community guard, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
All right, that's Christina. And she has a background in fitness as well as media. So she was probably okay on the fitness front.
Yeah.
But how tough is it for other people?
Well, that's something I asked trainee Garda Adrian Cronin about. He's from Bantry in Cork and he's currently on placement in Bandon Garda Station. He's due back in Templemore in mid-November, and all going well, he will attest in mid-November. He's 51 years of age and has done a wide variety of things before joining the Gardaí, including fish farming, working as a sales rep and running a photo services shop. I started by asking him what motivated him to join the Gardaí.
I'll tell you, I was kind of unlucky in life all around me. I always wanted to be a guard from a child. When I had my leaving cert, I went into the local Garda station and it turned out I was too short. Even at 5'8", I was too short. Kind of life went by then and I kind of forgotten about it until 2007. And I decided I'd join up. Our small boy was only a year at the time. And I said, look, it was always what I wanted. So anyway, I applied, got through everything, the interview, the fitness test, Everything was fine. I was in vetting. And suddenly the crash came. Everything closed down, including Temple Moor. And I was really unlucky that when it reopened again, I was overage. So it was only kind of in the last, it was actually the beginning of last year, my wife said, you know, the guards are recruiting. And I said, are you mad? There's no way. I said, I'm too old. She said, no. She said, this is the sign now. You're 49. You need to do it. Go on and do what you always wanted. And I said, all right, okay. And I said, what about work and what about everything else? And she said, fine, we'll get over it. It's always what you wanted. You'll regret it if you don't. And I said, yeah, I'll take the plunge. And do you know what? I'm delighted I did.
Obviously, there's a level of fitness required with becoming a member of the Gardaí. What's it like doing that fitness challenge at 50?
I'd always been into walking and mountain biking. No, I'm not super fit or anything like that. My fitness would be average, but I definitely, it is worth doing a bit every day, but you don't need to be a GAA athlete, the fittest guy in the world to do it. But you do need a certain decent level of fitness, you know. But I think anyone who's coming into it is prepared for that. Now, when you get into the college, they'll test your fitness again. So it's something you need to keep up, but you don't need to be killing yourself running the roads and things like that, you know.
We have to keep an eye on it, though, is what he's saying. That's one side of it. Financially, though, Maura, how does it stack up?
Well, the good news is that last October, the Gardaí trainee allowance was actually increased. It went up to €354. So they get that during their 36-week training period at the Garda College in Templemoor. After completing training and attesting as Garda members, recruits begin on the first point of the Garda pay scale, which is just over €38,000 annually. And then the salary increases incrementally over time, reaching €59,736 per year after 8 years of service. Adrian gave me his take on the financial end of things.
I suppose one of the things that I was kind of concerned about when I was joining up was financially how we'd go about it, you know. Now, like the college, you get fed three meals a day, a great breakfast, great lunch, great evening meal. You get €350 a week into your account and you get your accommodation and they clothe you in a lovely uniform as well. It's not bad, you know. It's definitely made it a lot easier to settle into the life as a guard.
So it's made it easier for Adrian. We've spoken about attesting. I mean, that is serving, isn't it,
yes,
an official capacity as a guard. Yeah. But what happens after that, after you attest?
So you become a probationary Garda. So Andrew Garvey, 46, has just begun that phase. He attested in August and he spent the last 5 weeks at Ballymun Garda Station. For 23 years, he ran a family news agency in North Dublin, not too far from where he's now on the beat. I asked him what it's like when people recognise him.
It's different. I have recognised a lot of people and a lot of people have recognised me, and there's been a little bit of a shock because obviously some people didn't realise, you know, that was a change in career for me. But I'm really enjoying it. The one thing I would say about it is you get a great amount of time to spend talking to locals, getting invested in the local community, and I think that's very important because a lot of people don't realise the good work that the Gardaí do in local communities. It's not just all about catching the bad guys. It's about making people feel safe. It's about making people feel secure. And generally, the reaction has been very positive.
What's been the most unexpected aspect of the role you've found so far?
That is a very difficult question to answer. It's at the moment, obviously, because it's all so new, it's all unexpected. You just don't know what is ahead of you. You come into work and you have a plan of what you're going to do, and then a call comes over the radio and your plan goes out the window and you react to what's coming at you. And that's very different to what I would have been used to. I was very used to knowing what was ahead of me in my old career. You know, regular people, same people day in, day out. You know, there was a nice routine to it. There isn't a routine to this job, but that's the exciting part of it as well.
Sure it is. That's Andrew, Christina and Adrian. If people are feeling inspired now, having listened to them, and they want to apply to join the Gardaí, can they do that now, Maura?
They can. They'll have to be quick though, because the closing date for the current Garda recruitment campaign is 3 p.m. this Thursday. That's October 9th, and you apply online at publicjobs.ie. Now, just on the fitness element, a Garda spokesperson...
Very important. Yeah. How fit do you have to be?
Well, see how you feel about doing this, Claire. You'll just get two 2 weeks' notice of when the fitness test is, so you'll have to be ready. The test is age and gender neutral. You'll have to be able to do a beep test to a level of 5.6, which is 760 metres in a time of 4 minutes 54 seconds.
That's running up to a line now. The beep goes and then the beep starts to get quicker, so you have to run quicker in order to be on time with it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is.
What else do we have to do?
Yeah, people will be having nightmares now that they're PE in secondary school. And then also you have to do 2 laps of an obstacle course, which consists of the following: a sprint start, you have to weave through cones.
That's okay, we can do that.
Yeah, walk along a balance beam. Lift a car wheel and carry it 3 metres, go underneath the barrier, jump over a mat, which is 1 metre wide, push a sled 6 metres, then pull the sled back 6 metres, run up and down a flight of stairs, climb over a gate, and then sprint 16.5 metres.
Yeah, like it's a lot, isn't it? But then again, if you want to be a guard, you know, if any of us want to do that job, you'd need to be able to do all that stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you have to be able to get over gates.
Yeah, you have to be able to go and do a bit of a sprint as well and run up and down the stairs. Maura, thank you so much. That's Maura Fay there. And if you are just under the age of 50, you might want to consider that as a career. Next up, we're coming up a little bit later, why UEFA has approved domestic league matches to be played overseas. Miguel Delaney has the story for us in just a few moments. And also on the programme, Adele's iconic album 25 is 10 years old, and we're going to find out what other famous albums are marking significant birthdays this year. That's all on the way.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.